The main advantage is the access to the market, being part of a system that has agreed rules and standards about products and services and guarantees you access to those markets as long as you are competitive. That is the main advantage. The main disadvantage is really that if those rules become too burdensome, or if you tie yourself into an exchange rate mechanism, which obviously some of them have and we haven't. I've never been in favour of the euro as a construct for those many countries that are now involved in it.
What about the red tape we hear about?
I think it can be over-exaggerated sometimes, and obviously we have a different experience in different countries as to who follows the rules and who doesn't follow the rules. So in principle, it's good that you have regulations which affect everybody. The question is really compliance and when it becomes overburdensome, and that's true of regulations in this country and in every country in the world. Business never likes to be over-regulated, and that's really the question.
If we were ever to leave the EU, and it's obviously an increasing matter on political agendas at the minute, would we be able to have some sort of trade agreements as we did have? Does that work?
Trade agreements are very popular around the world. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. And it really is a case of what you can negotiate. Obviously, if you're negotiating with 20-odd other countries, they have, in a sense, more power over those negotiations than you do. So whether you would end up with a trade agreement as good as the one you have as being a member is going to be debatable. But until it actually happens, we can't say in advance it may be better, it may be worse. Obviously, countries like Switzerland, who are not in the EU, do have good trade agreements with the rest of the EU, and so it can be done. It's just a case of whether the political side of it can sort it out.
If you were in business in the Southwest, what would be the best thing to do in terms of supporting keeping us in Europe or getting us out?
On balance, I would have to say I'd be in favour of keeping us in. It's not necessarily to do with what happens immediately. Overnight, there probably would be very little change as we came out. The real question is about inward investment. We have a number of companies in the Southwest to which lots of small and medium-sized enterprises are supplying, who would probably invest less in the southwest of England than they would do if we were members. And you can immediately think about Airbus. If we are not members of the EU, then there may be some tendency for them to invest more in France and other countries than there would be in Bristol. Similarly with Honda, we know in the past there have been debates within the company as to whether they should move activity from Swindon to Turkey, for example. And one of the reasons they haven't is because we are part of the EU and are part of the market with free access. If we weren't, then the cost base question would come more to play. So it's really a question of would we suffer less investment in our economy in the long term? And I rather fear that that would be the case. So whilst we may be in favour of renegotiating the current deal to make it less burdensome to business, the key aspect is if you are in, you are a member of the club, it's a big market to play for. If you're out, then you do risk not having the investment in your country that you would have had by being in.